Hi, I'm Paul Rielli, co-founder of Charlotte Lit, with a two-minute writing tip. Writers don't generally think about math when writing, unless, of course, you're writing about math. But there's a bit of math, if you embrace it, that will actually make you a better writer. First, a little background. One sure way to become a better writer is to write a lot. You'll often hear that you must write every day. I won't go that far, but I will say you should strive to write daily, to make writing as much of a habit as brushing your teeth. The more you write, the more you'll want to write. The easier it will be, the better a writer you'll become. Now, here's where the math comes in. You don't have to write that many words a day or for that many minutes a day to make enormous progress on your work. Can you set aside just 30 minutes a day? For most prose writers, 30 minutes equals about 250 words, one double-spaced page. That sounds like not much writing, I know, but here's the math. 250 words per day, 6 days per week, is 78,000 words in a year. That's an entire first draft of a novel or memoir in 1 year. Or that's perhaps 10 short stories or 20 personal essays in 1 year. For poets, word count is not a relevant measure, but ask yourself, how many completed poems could you write in a year if you spent 156 hours with pencil in hand? That's what you'd get with just 30 minutes per day, 6 days per week. Now, here's your two-part action step. First, decide how many minutes per day you plan to write. It helps to also select what projects you're going to be working on, as that helps with your motivation. Second, determine what time of day you'll write and what you'll stop or cut back on to fit your writing in. This is easier than you think. Couldn't you give up 30 minutes of television, Twitter doom scrolling, Candy Crush? On your deathbed, will you wish you had spent more time on Facebook? That's the math. 30 minutes a day, or however many minutes you choose, and you'll produce far more writing than nearly anyone out there, including your prior self. Find this tip and more at charlottelit.org/tips.